The biggest question for any musical play based on a successful film is the same. If the film worked, why make it a play? And if you're making it a play, why make it a musical? That's the question that hangs over Amelie, a new musical completing its run at Berkeley Rep on October 18th, and it's a question that hung over its creators as well. The original film from 2001 starred Audrey Tautou as an innocent and naive girl who comes to Paris and becomes a kind of guardian angel to the people around her. Tautou was acclaimed as the next Audrey Hepburn, and the whimsical nature of the film gave it a cult following.
Amelie is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Tony Taccone, artistic director of Berkeley Rep.
It's about a girl who comes from a rather challenging background psychologically, parents who either weren't there for her or didn't have the tools to love her. It's a story of a girl finding love and her very, very fantastical way of doing that.
Craig Lucas, librettist for the show.
We get through our childhood by developing an unconscious, reflexive way of defending ourselves, which is disastrous when it comes to getting satisfaction in the real world with other people. It ruins your ability to connect to other people. And I thought, haven't seen that. That's actually a feminist tale that nobody's told on stage.
So why make it a musical?
Because I see something that wants to be sung. When people start singing, the language, you know, it moves more slowly. It's a rare song that clips along at the pace that most of us speak. You know, you look at a great lyric, you know, it's not very many words. But every word counts in a way that it would in a Shakespeare monologue.
The production is chock full of terrific stagecraft, mobile elements that move with the music, clever choreography and chorale work, a stage setting that is both whimsical and practical, and special effects that are artfully magical. The leads, Samantha Barks and Adam Chandler Barrett, are both attractive and sing well. In fact, the entire cast does a yeoman job. But still, there seems to be something missing. Is Samantha Barks not French enough? Is the show a little too precious? Is Amelie's history not sufficiently delineated so that we can't quite understand her transformation or predicament? Are too many subplots from the film intertwined in the show? If Amelie is to have a successful life after Berkeley Rep, these questions need to be answered. However, putting that aside, far worse shows have become hits on Broadway. And Amelie, for all its flaws, is still mostly a delight and well worth checking out. Amelie, a new musical with music and lyrics by Daniel Massé and Nathan Tyson, written by Craig Lucas and directed by Pam McKinnon, runs at Berkeley Rep in Berkeley through October 18th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Malinsky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.